Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 4th, 2022. Hi, my name is Sage and I'll be your phonologist for this week. On Saturday, April 2nd, many of us woke up to large, heavy, white snowflakes gently falling. It only lasted about an hour and quickly melted due to the above freezing temperatures. On Sunday, April 3rd, many students had dry driveways, and the next morning, on Monday, they were snow-covered again. On Wednesday, April 6th, school was closed again. This was caused by a spring snow, ice, and rainstorm, leaving many of us with several inches of wet, heavy snow on our driveways and roads. The snow turned to rain later on in the day and evening, and Miss Jackson spotted an earthworm on her cement patio. On Thursday, April 7th, it started snowing around 9 a.m. and snowed all day. Our tapped maple trees at our school are still flowing, and we are collecting sap daily this week. On April 7th, a parent of a student in Mr. Dover's class, Adam Cullen, came to North Shore and did a demonstration with all classes of making sap into syrup with a wood-fired evaporator in the school pavilion. On Saturday, April 2nd, Ave counted 37 deer on the highway from Two Harbors to Duluth. They are eating the newly exposed grass alongside the highway. Slow down when driving to avoid a collision. On Tuesday morning, Liv noticed an animal on the ice on the Knife River. As she got closer, she noticed it was an otter. Miss Rolfe saw her first robin of the year on Saturday, April 2nd. Andrea observed two geese flying north. On Sunday, April 3rd, Alex saw two bald eagles. On Monday, April 4th, Liv noticed a crow getting some weeds and grass for its nest. The red poles are still busy eating at Mr. Jim's bird feeder. He's counted 8 on one bird feeder. They are soon to be migrating more north. Kaya saw 4 bald eagles in her backyard on April 3rd. As a precaution, due to avian bird flu and domestic flocks in the area, many people are not filling bird feeders for a time, especially in Wisconsin. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.